This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show as we roll on with two more hours of The Usual Suspects, as Charlie is now hopefully getting some R&Rs because he's got all kinds of sickness going on. My allergies are killing me.
Are they?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Take my Zyrtec. Can't get with me.
Doesn't it make you tired?
Nope.
Really?
That's a Benadryl.
Zyrtec doesn't make you sleepy. I have Claritin non-drowsy, but at the same time,
get
I don't
you
like
a
taking
Zyrtec.
Anything.
It's just a daily thing. You'll be all right. Yeah, you can tell you're stopped up, though. You can tell.
Yeah, I've been sneezing all morning, and just it's something in the air outside, which you would think when it gets cooler, it would go away. And it,
so we're going to get sick now?
Mine got worse. No.
Ugh, great.
I have allergies, not a sickness.
Well, I do have some vacation
well,
I need
Charlie,
to use.
If you guys were kissing during the break, that might be a possibility. I can't say you there.
They made out. I saw you.
Eye to eye?
We were actually closer to Joel because we were in the production meeting in that little tiny studio with the door closed.
But I just have allergies.
If I'm going to point the finger at somebody.
Mine's not a disease, Nick. Mine's an allergy.
That's what everybody says. I'm not sick. I just got allergies.
And it's just, that's why I asked fever. That's how you know if you're sick or if it's allergies. If you don't have a fever, it's probably allergies.
No, I believe you.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Nick is really worried he's going to get Joel AIDS. That's not...
I'm really not.
Can we get the dad joke there now?
No.
Too?
What?
You were very proud of that one, weren't you?
Yeah. I don't know why not. Okay, by the way, people are calling or texting the show offering to chop me in the chest. No.
Yeah.
That was one wrestler.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. Caller number 10.
No. No. No, no, no. It's not going to happen. I wanted the wrestler chick to chop me in the chest. And now.
I thought it was the dude.
There was two. There was the dude and the chick.
I know, but
chick.
I thought you wanted the dude to hit you.
No, I wanted the chick. I figured if it hurt, then at least it wouldn't hurt as bad.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen now. Did you guys watch a lot of football this weekend?
I did.
What the hell's up with the injury bug going around the NFL this year? It seems like there's a lot more notable injuries. I mean, your beloved Packers lost Clay Matthews. Is that going to be a long-term injury,
no,
or
his is a groin, but okay. He should be the other one that was worse.
Kenny Clark
was a cheap shot on Kenny Clark.
Yeah, I saw what's his face was Clinton Dix was pretty upset with the Ravens, called the hit on Clark trash. I didn't see it. Were you? I mean, obviously.
Aha, Clinton Dix went.
Were you
off.
Watching the game?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you see the hit? Because
yeah,
I couldn't find the video.
Here's
of it.
The thing. He was on his knees already. So he's already in a vulnerable position.
Right.
And then the 66, the center for the Ravens, just decided to continually just pounce on him and hit him. And it's like, seriously, man? I mean, I understand if you're locked up, engaged, and you get into it. But
Ryan
when
Jensen
a guy's
is
in
who
that,
you're talking about.
Yeah, when you get in that vulnerable position and you're on your knees already, and that's what you want to do, just to think you got a pancake, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. So he's probably done for the year now?
Yeah.
Clark?
Yeah, they're saying...
Matthews will be back, though, right?
Matthews will be back. Okay. Clark, they were saying on the broadcast, is an ankle, but it seems like it might be a kill. It might be, I don't know, I don't want to, until we see the final... But the early indications were it was going to be the end of the season for him.
Kelvin Benjamin went out with a knee injury. What else? What other news? Foreman obviously lost for the year with the Achilles. The Bears lost Floyd with a serious knee injury. Redskins running back Thompson out with a broken
Redskins
fibula.
One. Especially on the day that they debuted the commercial of
Theismann
and Lawrence
right?
Taylor. And Lawrence Taylor rips the leg off of the turkey. And you're like, that was kind of... too far.
Yeah.
But then you see Thompson's leg and you're like, oh man, the memories start coming back and it's not good.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, that's a lot of, I know it's the NFL, I know there's always injuries, but it seems like there's a lot more of that going on this year, maybe than other years. What else was going on? I mean, obviously the Bills, our boy Cody.
Oh, Cody. You got what
Cody,
you asked
Cody,
for,
Cody,
and boy,
Cody.
Did you get it and then some. Five interceptions in the first half for I mean, just a rookie quarterback that we said all along, are you sure you want to get away from a guy that's a game manager that's gotten you to the point where you were holding on to the last playoff spot? And nope, Everybody was convinced that change had to be made. Well, Tyrod Taylor was back in the game in the second half, and he put some points on the board to try and save some sort of face, but the Bills looked like a disaster.
I mean, that it's funny because Tyrod Taylor's getting all of the – he was getting the majority of the blame, and he's not great. Like you, game manager, like you said, might be the best. I mean, he doesn't turn the ball over a lot. He's second right. – he has the second fewest interceptions behind Brady. I think Brady's got two. Tyrod Taylor has three, and there's a – couple more guys obviously in the mix there tied with those guys, but he's only thrown three interceptions all year.
Right.
So it's not like he's turning the ball over. That dude, Peterman, in one and a half had more than Tyrod Taylor has thrown all year
yep.
at five.
Yep.
His QBR for the game was 0.3. It's that, I mean.
Say it again, Barry. Not
point,
a three.
Not a three.
0.3.
It's like, how bad are you to get a 0.3? That was the, so there was on Twitter, what was the guy's name? Travis Porter was asking me if that was the worst, and he started looking it up, and he sent me a link. And this was back when Andy Dalton had his horrible game one against the Ravens. He ended up with a 0.6. That was this year, first game of the year this year. But Peterman tied Peyton Manning in 2015, put up a 0.3 QBR, and I think that was his sixth interception game.
Now, to be fair, of the five interceptions, I think two of them were tipped, but they were still bad throws.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, that means it was probably high or out of his reach. And it, I mean, if you're hitting somebody in the numbers, the chances of it getting intercepted, slim.
Do
very
you find slim. The similarities to one, Mr. Peterman, and someone that's very near and dear to your hearts here in the fair city of Houston?
Which one? Hoyer, Brock, Schaub?
Both
I mean, pick
Peterman
one.
Peterman and Tom Savage showed amazing potential. They were picked by their head coach. They both went to Pittsburgh. They were low draft picks that they thought they could really make into something. How's that working out?
To me, most of the Bills' problem is their offensive line. Other than Richie Incognito, they have nobody on that offensive line that's really that good. They're a bottom 10 unit.
And think they're that
even
low?
With yeah, even with Richie Incognito.
Because I was thinking during the game.
It's not. This isn't a Tyrod Taylor problem.
One of the things that Tyrod Taylor should get more credit for is the fact that he makes the line look better, much what we used to say about Deshaun Watson. Because he is so agile, athletic, and quick, he gets out of the pocket, he gets to the edge quicker, and so he helps bail the offensive line out. And I don't think a lot of people took that into consideration, but I also don't think a lot of people were expecting that he was going to throw five picks in one half, that being Peterman. But the interesting question now is, who quarterbacks the Bills next week? It better be Tyrod Taylor, but I heard Donovan McNabb this morning on First Take say, I guarantee you 100% that they are going to go with Peterman. If they do, they should clear it. I don't care if it's his first year head coach. They should clear house on that entire Bills front office again if they try
well,
to do that
you
crap.
Did get the tone. Not that necessarily that they were going to play him again, that this type of bad game is normal once you get the opportunity kind of thing.
Fine so. If you're a mediocre team heading for the draft lotto and a high draft pick. But if you're sitting there already hanging on to a playoff spot and you make this change now and this is what happens and you're still in contention to get a playoff spot and you continue to inflict this on your own team in that locker room and your fan base, that's on you.
McDermott said that he was going to evaluate.
What? What There's more is no, there to evaluate? A
I mean,
0.3.
He's spinning it. It's like he's saying, oh, I stand by my decision. The results weren't great, but, you know, I stand by the decision. Or I still believe in Peterman. How and why? I mean, what that makes no sense to me. Tyrod Taylor, is he great? No, he's a middle of the pack, you know, one of the top 15, top 20.
How many times have we used this term? And we've said that it used to be a very hip term for it to be giving someone credit, and now it's almost a detriment to say that they're a game manager. He manages a game. Like Barry said, interceptions, very low.
Three.
Got the wins to where they were in playoff contention. We're doing things that a lot of people in this league didn't think that they could do and playing competitive football. They beat the Falcons in Atlanta when the Falcons were still considered the cream of the crop in the NFC before the Eagles came rushing in. So they did some things. They did that on the road. They have some players. They started looking better. And then you do this, and the timing, to me, just smells.
Well, the problem was the loss to the Jets looks bad.
Yeah.
They lost. They gave up 34 to the Jets and lost. But that's not, I mean, giving up 34 points to the Jets isn't necessarily indicative of bad play by Tyrod Taylor. Now, admittedly, I didn't watch the game. So if he had three pick sixes in there, that's a different story. But they lost to the Saints, and that's kind of when he lost his job, so to speak. That Saints is a good football team.
Now it's looking stronger and stronger. Like, look at that defense and say, that's not a bad thing.
I mean, like you said, a win against the Falcons this year already. They played the Panthers close. That was a 9-3 boring-ass game. Yeah. But, I mean,
here's the other thing, Barry, where I'm referring it back to the front office. You traded Marcell Dareus. Their defense, and I told you guys last week to look at the comparisons of the numbers, their defense with him as opposed to without him, it's night and day. Yeah. They were so much better. And he was a fixture of being on that franchise, being a Bill, and they shipped him off to Jacksonville.
Bills are a mess.
Yeah, it's just not a good situation. So, well, that's about as much Bills talk as we've had in a long time.
I tell you
time,
what, though, and I know we got to go to break, but can we talk a little Eagles on the other side?
Yeah, we can.
My goodness.
I'm sure there's a lot of people in 409 that don't want you to, but yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Crystal Collins, I'm sure you're just getting out of bed now.
That's a football team right there.
Yeah, they are loaded, and they are good, and they are not going anywhere. Speaking of a company that's not going anywhere, I want to tell you right now about the people at Infuse Energy here in Houston, a Houston-based company with CEO Josh Pesikoff that's not going anywhere, that is absolutely focused on getting you the best energy deal and best energy plan where you're going to save money and you're going to be locked in with them and you're going to want to come back again and again. Why do I say this? Because I've done it myself. I got with Infuse Energy a couple of months ago. I reduced my unbelievably high monthly bills by hundreds of dollars. I'm not kidding you. Hundreds of dollars my bill went down because of the good folks at Infuse Energy. They can reduce your energy bills too. Maybe not by that much, but they're going to make sure that they give every stone, they unturn every stone until they find the best plan for you, whether it be for your business or for your home use. They'll get you a locked in good rate. They're going to make sure that everything is based on your needs. If you use energy a lot during the day and not at night with a business, they're going to make sure they tailor make a plan. Vice versa. If your family uses a ton of energy on nights and weekends, not during the day, they'll do the same thing. They're going to make sure that they listen to you because you're always going to get a human being, not an automated system, and they're going to take care of you throughout the process with communication, and they're never going to try and screw you over just to make a buck. It's great people doing a great thing for you at Infuse Energy. Give them a call, 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. You join Infuse Energy today, and you enter ESPN 97.5 as the promo card. You receive a $25 bill credit right off the top. And again, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up and choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. Just another way they're trying to make a positive difference in your life. Help decrease your carbon footprint. Infuse energy into your life. InfuseEnergy.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
A Netflix limited series.
I chose him. That is a more powerful bond than being born into it.
He made him a man.
Why did you abandon him?
He never wanted to be.
I heard what he did in Creed.
From writer-director Scott Frank and executive producer Steven Soderbergh.
Hell is gonna follow me wherever I go. Something I gotta finish.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. November 22nd. Only on Netflix.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen. Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Limit one.
Safety, security, peace of mind for the best care every time. Call Morningside Nannies at 713-526-3989. Whether you're seeking full-time or part-time childcare, Morningside Nannies has you covered. They have experts on staff who fully screen all nannies in their Houston-based office before ever introducing them to a family. All the nannies you'll meet through Morningside Nannies have met strict requirements and will be handpicked for your family. For the best care every time, call Morningside Nannies at 713-526-3989.
There's nothing better than a good old-fashioned football rivalry. Come see the Prairie View A&M Panthers take on the Texas Southern University Tigers this Saturday at BBVA Compass Stadium. Find out who has the best band and the best majorettes at halftime during the Battle of the Bands. Nothing could stop this game from happening. Bring the family out to the rescheduled Labor Day Classic this Saturday at BBVA Compass Stadium. Tickets are available now at BBVA Compass Stadium, TSU, and Prairie View A&M bookstores. This is more than a football game. It's a tradition.
We get it. You want Black Friday savings but don't want to fight the mall crowds. So stop by M. Wiesenthal Men's Collection this Friday and Saturday, November 25th and 26th, for the best savings of the year on quality menswear and accessories. Sports coats, button front shirts, slacks, sweaters, outerwear. Major savings on top quality designer menswear, marked down to nothing in a no-stress, hassle-free environment. M. Wiesenthal Men's Collection. Bel Air Boulevard at 610 in the Frost Bank Building. M. Wiesenthal by Mike Wiesenthal. Yep, Harold's kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wentz in the shotgun. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is complete to Alshon Jeffrey for a touchdown. We had to wait. He went low, and we had to wait to see if he stayed with it, and he did.
I think the biggest thing was just staying with the game plan. You know, they made plays, and we didn't at the later in that first half. And we just had to stay with what we knew we could do and just kind of execute better and stay out of some of those third and long situations. But, the Cowboys made some plays there in the first half, and we knew we left some out on the field.
That was Carson Wentz, and before that was the highlight call of Merrill Reese and the Eagles Radio Network. If they say fly, Eagles fly, boy, are they soaring right now as they handed it to the Dallas Cowboys in Big D last night and continue to roll, the only team in the NFL with only one loss. They basically have already wrapped up the division.
Yeah, I would definitely, I don't think anybody's catching them. When you look at how even they are on both sides of the ball, Carson Wentz in that offense, rightfully so, is getting a lot of love. But that Philly defense,
yeah,
that's their secondary, damn good defense.
Everybody focuses on the front seven, but their secondary is really good.
And then you're getting Wentz didn't have a great game. He threw for less than 175 yards. He had the two touchdowns. It was an efficient day for him. I think he was 50% passing.
Game manager, Barry.
Yeah. But, Jay Ajayi, 7 carries. He goes for 91 yards on 7. That's 13 yards per carry.
There's bone on bone in that knee, Barry. He's damaged goods. I don't know if he can run it like
ridiculous.
That.
Ridiculous. Good job, Dolphins.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
Look, Wentz made some mistakes, too.
Yep.
He showed that he's human. Everybody
had some drop balls by that receiving core.
Yeah, and
not
you can
great.
Have some games like that. But look, the best thing you can say is when you have games like that, your defense picks you up. That's exactly what happened last night. And let's be honest, the Cowboys look a bit in disarray.
They miss Ezekiel Elliott
a lot.
They miss him a lot, and that's
who was that reporter that we had on last week that was supposed to possibly meet up with the Cowboys that went at it with Cole Beasley.
Oh, you're talking about
from Philly.
From Philly.
What was his name?
Eskin. Howard Eskin.
Eskin. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man, good on you.
Thank you.
So that's good. I would have never gotten that. That's two losses in a row for the Cowboys. That's the Eagles at 9-1 might be the scariest. I mean, because of how balanced they are, and when you have when your star quarterback goes out and throws for 168 yards in a game, and you still win by 37-9,
going away, yep,
not even close. That's a scary proposition for teams in the NFL.
And here's the thing: a week ago against the Falcons, you could say they missed Tyron Smith to the point where, with the 6 sacks and all the things that Smith replacement gave up, you're like, okay. That's where the biggest problem came from. But Dak's going to be okay. Their offense is going to be okay. No, they're not. And their offensive line is where it starts to some degree. But look, Alfred Morris wasn't putrid, but it's just hard to beat Ezekiel Elliott. And overall, no knock on Dak Prescott, but it's a lot harder to beat Dak Prescott when you're missing those two guys in Tyron Smith and Ezekiel Elliott. You can tell how much they miss those two key cogs to their offense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're banged up. I mean, no Sean Lee. That
hurts a lot, too. Yeah. That's their defensive stalwart.
Yeah, and then, of course, the left tackle issues that they're having and Zeke being out. So, you got to feel bad for the Cowboys because it looked like they had the world by the balls and they were ready to go, and now they're 5-5, and looking around. And I mean, Texans fans aren't going to feel sorry for the Cowboys, obviously, for many reasons, but one, including all the injuries and the people that they're missing with Cushing getting suspended. So it's life in the NFL, but I it's amazing what a difference a year makes, how Dak Prescott was the darling. Yeah. You know, Carson Wentz started off on fire last year and faded down the stretch, and Goff was a guy that people looked at and second pick overall, really? And now you look at it, and those two guys are the darlings of the NFL right now.
Well, and then you look at, in the AFC, you know that the Steelers are coming on. You know the Patriots are the Patriots, looking like they're getting better every week. But who else is there? Because I was listening to the game on the way to our storage unit because I had given up on watching it, the Packers-Ravens game, and Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers, is like, there are only three good teams in the AFC. And I got Pittsburgh and New England right away, and then I thought,
Jags.
Well, who are you referring to?
Chiefs.
And he thought it was the Chiefs. But then the Chiefs proceeded to lose in overtime to the Giants yesterday.
Chiefs are 6-4 now.
Lost they are two scuffling in a row. Like crazy.
I'm telling you, man, everybody's still sleeping on the Jags. They've given up 141 points in 10 games.
Barry, if they had anybody else at quarterback,
dude,
people would be talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars. But because it's Blake Bortles,
yep,
no one is willing to give them their credit,
yep,
and their due.
But I mean, yeah, you look at it, I mean, this is the difference between the Jags and the Eagles is obviously the quarterback. I mean, because points allowed, the Jags are giving up 141. Nobody's even coming close to that. The Eagles are only giving up 188. The difference, they're putting up 320. So their plus-minus differential is 132. The Jags, a very respectable plus 104, but they're only scoring 245. When you compare that to the Eagles, 320, the difference is the quarterback. And like you said, if they had just, you know,
a game manager,
a above-average quarterback on this Jags team, and they might be the favorite to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
I'm not going that far. I don't think they're beating Pittsburgh or New England.
Did you
yet
see this quote from Tony Romo? I saw a quote that, where Tony Romo was talking about what's upcoming for the Patriots and so forth. Tony Romo said, I tell you what, the Patriots do not want a matchup in the AFC playoffs with the Jags. The Jags on defensively would probably be a nightmare matchup for the Patriots. That's Tony Romo, the man who has predicted everything right so far and who, you know, really
well, he was also stroking the Baltimore Ravens yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I
believe in a lot of things Romo says, but I'm not believing in the Baltimore Ravens.
People continue to underestimate that Jags defense.
Oh,
and
look,
Jags
when you've got
team.
Jalen Ramsey and Bouye on the corners, you start there. That's going to really stifle your passing game. Then as the aforementioned Marcel Darius joins Calais Campbell at a pretty staunch defensive front seven, their defense is
look what they
no
did to the Steelers, 30-9.
And if Fournette keeps running the football, they have options in the backfield.
Yeah.
Their receiving core better than average. It's just the quarterback play.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's going to make or break how far the Jags
go.
But
you can go a long ways in the NFL with a good defense, and they have maybe the best right now.
Now, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, but they got to be in the consideration and the talk at this point in the season to be where they are. All right, we're going to continue to roll on from where we are. We're going to take a quick break. We're at the halfway point. 90 in the rearview mirror, but still 90 to go in the big show. So stay with us, and if you want to join us like Marcus wants to, and we're going to get him in after the break, hit up the HRNP listener line. You can call or text 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more in the second half of the show right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is the Texas A&M Report, presented by AT&T, a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics. AT&T, entertainment your way.
We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone built for us.
With AT&T and DirecTV, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S8 with an Infinity edge-to-edge screen that's perfect for entertainment.
We want exactly what you just said.
Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled by balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
A&M Report will start first of all with the Aggie men's basketball team at home tonight at 7 o'clock. University of California, Santa Barbara. 7 o'clock tip time, 6:30 broadcast time on this radio station.
Foundation. That will be at Reed. Meanwhile, football team, the Aggies, will be in Oxford, Mississippi tomorrow night. 6 o'clock is game time. 5 o'clock's the broadcast. Ole Miss, after a 50-22 win, hosting, that's over Louisiana, hosting the Aggies for that one at 6. And for Texas A&M, a 55-14 win over New Mexico, their last outing. All time, A&M will be 6-3 against Ole Miss. However, in the SEC, A&M is 2-3. We have lost the last three games, including last year at home, 29-28. I'm Dave South. That's your Texas A&M report.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's Godless Country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land, November 22nd, only on Netflix.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen. Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max. Taking care of business. Limit one.
Find the perfect gift for your loved ones during our annual Holiday Designer Showcase at Zadok Jewelers. Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd, meet with brand representatives and shop unique extended collections from renowned designers and high fashion icons such as Mikimoto, Ippolita, Pasquale Bruni, Roberto Coin, and Sutra Jewels. Join us at Zadok Jewelers for a special Holiday Designer Showcase, December 1st and 2nd, and find the perfect gift that your loved ones will treasure for years to come. Visit us at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, there are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok.
Doc, tell me more about this Gainswave therapy. Does it work?
Yeah, it works. In fact, it's the first effective non-drug, non-surgical treatment used for ED. It uses simple shockwave therapy, which improves blood flow and spurs generation of new blood vessels.
You mean more wood?
That's one way to say it. It's a simple treatment. It takes about 20 minutes, and yes, it allows you to have better, fuller erections. Don't most men want it?
Who doesn't?
Get started today by calling 281-496-3355 or learn more at ImproveMyErection.com. That's ImproveMyErection.com.
We get it. You want Black Friday savings but don't want to fight the mall crowds. So stop by M. Wiesenthal Men's Collection this Friday and Saturday, November 25th and 26th, for the best savings of the year on quality menswear and accessories. Sports coats, button front shirts, slacks, sweaters, outerwear. Major savings on top quality designer menswear, marked down to nothing in a no-stress, hassle-free environment. M. Wiesenthal Men's Collection. Bel Air Boulevard at 610 in the Frost Bank Building. M. Wiesenthal by Mike Wiesenthal. Yep, Harold's kid.
If you love sports, you'll definitely love having a fantasy sports ticker from TickerCom. It's an LED sign that gives you live game updates. Hang it in your man cave, garage, or even on your porch. Check them out at fantasysportstickers.com.
Hey folks, Keith here from Papa John's, and it's Monday. Come to Papa. That's right. Monday's our carryout special. Get a large one-topping pizza for just $6.99, a large specialty for just $8.99. Get as many as you want, many as you can carry. Go to papajohns.com or give us a call.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects as we start the second half of the big show. We were talking some NFL football before the break and breaking down some of the other games and injuries and things that were going around the league. One of the things from yesterday's results that have also triggered actions of today by the teams, Mike McCoy is no longer the offensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos.
What?
He's been fired. Bill Musgrove will take over as quarterback coach to offensive coordinator. Yes. Do you think Brock has anything to do with it? Because in one sample size of one audio audible, we can pretty much tell you Brock wasn't having a great day yesterday as we got this little nugget morsel of fun from Brock in the middle of the game.
To come back if the Bengals weren't able to secure the tackles, the first down was there. Here is the first down, first and
That was a real audible from Brock Osweiler trying to get the players in the right position and call it out.
The first down was there is a first down for
No! That's when you know that you've lost control of you're just frustrated. I wonder if that's
then they got out of the network got out of the blowout New England Oakland game in Mexico City to catch the end of that game, and Brock had a chance to be a hero, and instead Brock was brocking and rolling and turning it over, and that was it.
It's still not as good as when Roethlisberger yelled "Dilly Dilly" at the line, and I don't know if anybody caught that, but he was audibling, and he dropped a "Dilly Dilly" during one of his snap counts, which I thought was pretty cool. But yeah, I'm sure that happens more, but it's great when you pick it up and you can just hear the desperation in his voice. No! Gee, damn it! No! Boy, the Broncos, you talk about a team that people thought, wow, if Trevor Siemian can really turn it on, this team could be a force to be reckoned with. They're garbage. All of a sudden, they're garbage.
And their defense, which was the cream de la creme.
Yep.
Is suddenly being looked at as being either overrated or past their prime. It's weird because at the start of the year, especially from a fantasy football perspective, and just looking at defenses across the league, you would have said Denver and Seattle top of the charts. Now, even ESPN is saying they think that the Legion of Boom has blown up and that they should have blown it up a while ago, but now Earl Thomas is still fighting injury. Sherman's out for the year. Chancellor's out for the year. They're just trying to use MacGyver tactics to try and put together a solid defense to finish out the year. But with that and then no offensive weapons around Russell Wilson, boy, I'll tell you what, there's a guy that's got a load on his shoulders right now because he doesn't, aside from Doug Baldwin, they have no running game, and Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
And a really kind of a suspect offensive line. That's a tough situation.
Broncos have lost six in a row after starting 3-1.
Man.
They are 3-7 now. They're first to start this six-game skid. They lost to the Giants. That'll tell you where they're at.
On national TV.
Yep. And then Chargers, Chiefs, Eagles, Patriots, Bengals. That Chiefs, Eagles, Patriots run there is the Chargers, I think, are better than people, than their record indicates. But then they've got Raiders, Dolphins, Jets, Colts, Redskins, Chiefs left on the schedule. Probably lose to the Raiders because it's on the road. Dolphins, I don't know if they're beating the Dolphins. Might beat the Jets and Colts. Redskins probably lose that game on the road and probably lose to the Chiefs. Broncos may only have two wins left in them. That's 5-11 for a team that a lot of people thought could win that division, and starting off 3-1 look like they might.
And here's having another
that
thing.
In winning two games in the division early.
If you're sticking with Brock Osweiler after those two performances, and you've stuck with him even after the first performance, what does that say about Paxton Lynch?
Uh-huh.
A guy that was a first-round pick that everybody thought, hey, small school, but hey, this kid's going to be just like Carson Wentz. He's going to be just fine. Elway thought he got his guy. They might be starting from scratch and looking for a quarterback all over again in the draft next year and hoping that from the Darnold Rosen committee that someone falls to them, or if they keep crap in the bed, they might just climb the charts. That's a bad situation in Denver right now.
I would be interested. I mean, I don't follow the Broncos closely enough to go back and look, but something had to have either triggered or, I mean, is it all Trevor Siemian and his play that caused the six-game streak? But something happened to this team that was the catalyst for a six-game losing streak. I'd be interested to know what it was for
this
team.
I don't know if it's the offensive line. I know they got a rookie playing in the offensive line, but he was a first-round draft pick. Their receiving core is still very, very good. C.J. Anderson, but then you add Jamal Charles, and everybody thought, well, there's your thunder and lightning, and Jamal Charles hasn't done anything.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
I blame the kicker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. It's probably a good place to start. I was looking up, what is their time of possession? I can't even find that stat on here, but I don't know, man. Something happened to the Broncos, though. They're bad now.
Really, really bad, and they turned in a hurry, and it wasn't like they lost a key player. These were guys that were getting it done as recently as a year ago. Siemian was looked at as a guy that was going to continue to get better and better, and he was a good quarterback.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. And then, the networks think that the Mexico City game, they have to make that the game yesterday. And watching that Patriots-Raiders game, it's hard to believe that a lot of people had the sleeper pick to go to the Super Bowl, the Oakland Raiders, because they look like garbage.
They do. They do. They are playing like boo-boo right now. And it's one of those things where at it's almost Jekyll and Hyde with the Raiders, because you feel like you watch him sometimes, and as Carr goes, really so goes the Raiders. If he's having a good game and he's on, it seems like the rest of that team follows suit. But he's just not having a good year. That team's not having a good year. Very Jekyll and Hyde.
Now, I can solve that one for you, too.
Okay.
Because Carr threw a lot of good balls yesterday. His receiving core is playing ridiculously bad. Cooper and Crabtree are guys that are supposed to be reeling everything in, perennial all-pros. They look like trash. Crabtree still wants to talk, but he has nothing to back it up. He's not catching the ball. And then Marshawn Lynch, beast mode was in beast mode for the opening game of the season, and since then has done nothing.
It's crazy because there's talent all over both sides of the ball. I mean, their front seven isn't bad. They're not known for their linebacking core, but they've got a decent secondary. That offensive line is really good, maybe one of the better ones in the NFL. But I don't. It's weird to think of what's wrong with this team. All of a sudden, that entire division looks pretty bad. The Chargers. Somebody predicted that they could be a team that could sneak up on some people, and I think that could be the case. I mean, I had the Chargers as one of my sleepers, or as a team I thought would do pretty well this year.
Yeah.
Then they came out and they looked terrible. So I was like, well, that's a stupid
kick. Well, there you
kick.
Can't blame the kicker, because the Chargers probably would have had two more wins if they had a guy that could kick a short field goal
early on
in their first three games.
But I mean, the Chiefs, Chargers, and Raiders and Broncos, that division went from the best in the
NFL
to a laughing
stock. Remember, we were saying
early
in the season, we thought that was the best division in football.
I said it was possible that both wild card teams, I think I may have picked both wild card teams to come out of this division, and now they're garbage.
Yeah, and that game was so bad that Tony Romo spent more time analyzing the communication skills of Tom Brady with his receivers and making that a thing than it was calling the actual game. It sounded like this.
Watch how good Tom Brady is. This is the difference between him and a lot of quarterbacks, if not. Watch how much communication. Hey, I'm telling you guys, hey, Amendola's like, what am I doing? He's pointing out the protection. Who's blocking here? Amendola, what am I doing? Yeah, no. Let's do this here. Wait, in my pressure. Let's go ahead and run the in and out. And then he knows in the back of his head, I'm just going to buy time. Here we go, subtly slide. And I got the in and out that I signaled. There you go. Touchdown. Thanks for playing.
And Brady making.
Now, it wasn't an RPO, but it was. More
was that at me? Was that a shot at me?
No, because I think I've said not you use that term, but you know football. I'm saying for a lot of people out there, they now had another term in their vocabulary they didn't have before this year, because when he started breaking down run pass option, now people to look smarter in their fantasy football drafts and stuff are looking like, this guy's.
I was gonna say, because RPO has been around with the Aggies for a while.
Well,
that's where I learned it from.
It's been a staple in football offenses, but I don't think that.
I mean, recently
the common
it's
bleeding
into the
NFL.
Until
he brought it up,
yeah,
and it was pretty interesting to hear him give more information for the viewer. But that game was a dog.
AFC right now: Steelers and Patriots sitting 8-2. The Jags at 7-3. Chiefs are in fourth in the at 6-4, and then your wild card teams are the Titans at 6-4. And the Ravens at 5-5.
Ravens are awful.
Bills are 5-5. They're tied for the sixth spot, I suppose. But I think the Ravens are giving them the tiebreaker.
You talk about a lack of offensive weaponry and a guy that's making bad decisions as a veteran in Joe Flacco. The Ravens' offense is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know.
And the AFC
defense looked like shining stars thanks to one Brett Hundley.
AFC looks awful. Remember at the beginning of the year we talked a lot about, look at all the parity in the NFL.
Not anymore.
I don't know if there's any parity in the AFC. Now the NFC is a completely different story. After the Eagles at 9-1, you've got two teams at 8-2 in the Vikings and Saints, Rams and Panthers at 7-3, the Seahawks at 6-3. That's your top six. That's your playoffs. And then sitting behind that, you've got the Lions at 6-4, Falcons at 5-4. You start to go with the Packers and Cowboys are the first 500 teams at 9-10. That would get you. This is basically the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference in the NBA. 5-5 sitting at your number 9 or 10 in the NFC. That gets you into the playoffs right now in the AFC.
You get ready to go under 500 if you're a Packer fan. Let me just tell you, because they got the Steelers coming up in their windshield, and they are going to annihilate Green Bay.
That's
going to
be ugly.
It is not going to be pretty.
But
you know what is pretty, by the way?
What?
The people at Texas Can Academies, they're good people because they're trying to make a difference in the lives of kids trying to get a second chance at an education. I've been telling you about this for about a year now here in the Houston area. It's a great program because you can donate a vehicle, running or not, and it could be an RV, a boat, a truck, a trailer, motorcycle, whatever you got, and they can turn it into resources that helps kids in the Houston area when they're trying to hit the books and get their degree. It's a fantastic program. With the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, you may have lost a vehicle, and whether it was insured or not, they're telling you got to get get rid of it. You don't want it on your property anymore, and you don't know what to do. You don't want to pay any more money to get a tow truck. Well, here's all you do. You pick up the phone and call 713-225-4226, or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. You tell them what you got. You tell them where you live. They come to you. They take it away at no charge to you. They do all the paperwork. They give you a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5, and then they turn your donation into resources for kids. That could be book money, eyeglasses, bus fare, warm meals, all the things that they don't have could be distractions. But when they do have them, they can focus on the books and they can move ahead with their education. It's a great program here in the city of Houston. So if you can and you got something you want to donate, please consider donating to the Texas Can Academies. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen. Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Limit one.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop. Shop Black Friday deals online Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Get $19.99 toys. Quarter carat diamond earrings are just $34.99. Shop online for $2.99 bath towels or $8.99 throws. And get $9.99 women's sweaters. It's Kohl's Black Friday. Shop online Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, it comes once a year. With Specs by your side, you've got nothing to fear. Each dish has a wine, and Specs pairs them just right. But the seats are assigned, so in-laws don't fight. So carve up that turkey and get ready to nap. Clean up is a breeze when there's nary a scrap. When it's all said and done and nothing comes next, cheers to savings to all from your friends at Specs.
Worldwide from Toyota Center, the historic WWE Survivor Series weekend concludes with SmackDown Live, 6:45 tomorrow night.
I beat you several times.
AJ Styles puts the WWE Championship on the line in a Houston street fight with Jinder Mahal, plus Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura, Kevin Owens, Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, The New Day, and more. Great seats still available at HoustonToyotaCenter.com.
And we're back in studio with Oregon's mascot, the Duck. So what was it like to star in this season's Nissan Heisman House? And how was it to work alongside current NFL star and Oregon Heisman winner Marcus Mariota? Well, what's the deal with this guy? He's usually pretty animated. We'll be right back with more from Oregon's the Duck. Visit NissanHeismanHouse.com for more. And while you're there, vote for this year's Heisman winner.
Don't just survive the holidays, slay the season with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance products. Fuel stronger workouts with GNC Amp Whey Bolic Protein. It's clinically proven to increase strength. GNC Amp Ripped Vitapack burns more calories. And Performix Iridium SSTI delivers explosive energy for every workout. Save today with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance. Hustle to GNC or GNC.com. Sale ends November 22nd. Slay the season, only at GNC. Live well.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You gotta love getting the lowest prices of the year. Dell's Black Friday sale is on through November 26th and definitely doesn't hold back on the savings. Check out the huge doorbusters on the best brands of electronics, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. Just call 800-BUY-DELL. Did we mention there's free shipping and extended returns? For the year's absolutely lowest prices, shop these doorbusters right now with Dell's Black Friday sale. Just visit Dell.com/Black Friday or call 800-BUY-DELL.
Yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, in case you missed it, some people accidentally did, thanks to MARTA, the bus system in Atlanta. They knocked down the Georgia Dome this morning. And some people were actually filming the demolition and getting ready for it. And the minute that their camera was about to catch the demolition and the implosion, MARTA, the bus for the city of Atlanta, drove right in front of the camera and screwed the entire video. That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, there's a concept, right? So you get a brand new, spanking new, cool, shiny new dome like the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta.
Three news. That's a lot of news.
Yeah. So then what you do is you take the old one, which wasn't that old, in the Georgia Dome, and you knock it down so you got more parking and you got areas to do other things.
That's what a ridiculous idea.
Would possibly work in other places. That's something that people should look into.
Dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Let's keep that dome standing as long as possible. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
Hey, I should have asked Jong at the break if anybody had Charles Manson in the death pool.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, too. Did you see the headlines in New York?
So Manson died. I started looking back at other deaths. So remember the other day we were talking about who I had in the death pool? I had Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, but they said you weren't going to get a lot of points.
I didn't because he was old. But so I was looking at the rest of my. So this is my death pool. I have Stephen Hawking, Randy Travis, Tommy Chong, George Bush Sr., Valerie Harper, Hugh Hefner died, Frankie Muniz, Brett Michaels, Morrissey, and Tom Brokaw. So that's my draft picks for the death pool. And so far, Hugh Hefner's come through for me in the clutch.
You see the headline in the one of the New York papers about Manson?
No.
Big as can be, his face, and it says, burn in hell.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to.
Yeah, he should.
Of all the deaths this year that people will be sad about, his is not one of them.
No.
That guy, something special, man.
Straight nuts, man.
Weird, dude. Super weird,
every
dude.
One of the interviews, though, you couldn't turn it off because you just wanted to see how far he was going to go.
It was fascinating.
Stuff that came out of his mouth, man.
He was crazy, and I don't think it was an act. He was legit crazy.
My man had a swastika in the middle of his forehead.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Joel sounds like Rudolph when they put the mud in his nose. But you can't really tell. That was from OU Mike about you being sick.
Yeah. OU Mike, why don't you grab what your quarterback was grabbing on the sidelines yesterday?
Barry, why do you say wrestler? Why do you say?
Not another.
Why do you say wrestler? Why do you say wrestler like wrestler?
Patrick Creighton had Charles Manson.
Oh, he did have Manson? Oh, good for him. Good job, Patrick Creighton. Somebody asked me why I say wrestling and wrestler.
I knew that was going to be another one.
It's because I'm poking fun at it. I really say wrestler, but to call it wrestling is like, that's old school.
You can't fool. You're fooling. You're just so good at fooling the general public.
Bro. I just exposed the bit, right? Like a magician, just showing the secrets. I just say wrestling.
I've compared you with David Copperfield and David Blaine.
Well, you know, with this beard, I do very much look like a magician right now. What did you think of NBC using LT even though he's been convicted of rape and sex with a minor? I didn't think about that.
I didn't even think about it either.
Not a good look.
Yeah. I mean, I totally forgot about that. So,
I just thought the commercial in itself might have gone too far.
Yeah. That was definitely not a great commercial. Somebody said, where's Clarence? Funny you should ask that.
Yes.
But did you think he would wait around forever? I don't think so.
Well, he was tweeting last night after the game with Ric Flair involved.
Clarence.
All right, put your skirt down, Clarence. You're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Couldn't be any better than you're doing. I know that.
It was a good game. I say the only people who probably didn't think the Saints were going to win that game were the 53 men on their roster, the 15 on the practice squad, and the coaches. Other than that, After about 5.5 left after they scored that touchdown, I thought it was over.
Yeah?
You're full of it, too.
I really thought it was over.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I can't believe they pulled it out like that.
They got lucky.
They really got lucky. But, you know, Washington pulling a Washington.
That you are correct on, too. But I was thinking about you the whole way because my prediction still could happen. But I thought, though, for three quarters of the game, I thought, boom, exactly what I thought was going to happen is going to happen. And then some really good play calling, I assume by Sean Payton. And some guys that really executed, and Kamara's the real deal. But come on, man. That ball on that screen pass pops right up in the middle of three Redskins and Kamara, and he comes back down with it.
I thought he was going to get popped or it was going to get picked off.
Yep.
But for him to have the concentration to catch the ball and then no one touches him as he catches the ball, Washington pulling the Washington.
Yeah, man.
You know, they took the W out of Washington.
But I'm going to tell you this, Clarence.
I'm really concerned because the injuries are starting to pile up a little bit now.
For everybody, though.
Yeah, for everybody. Very highlighted across the league. But here's the thing. You got to have a little luck and to have a season like they're having. And it ain't a bad thing. You know, yeah, maybe you got lucky, but you got lucky and won. You didn't get lucky and lose. And so that's a big thing because you got three tough ones staring you in the face.
And here goes a stat. You know, Drew Brees was 0-50 until yesterday, when being down by 14 or more.
I did not know that.
That's interesting. I would have never guessed that to be a stat that Drew Brees would own.
Yeah, 0-50.
Huh.
But, yeah, we got some tough games coming up. But, you know, I feel just about as good as I feel. I just feel great. I feel Tyrod Taylor great right now.
Okay.
That's how good I feel, guys. It was just a great win.
Wow, Clarence. Appreciate the call, buddy. Well, I'm sure we'll catch up later in the week. Or
keep Houdat Nation going, Clarence.
Yeah, once the Saints do something else spectacular. I was looking at all the names of everyone that's died this year already. Because remember last year, it seems like there were a lot of celebrity deaths.
Okay.
More than normal, like big celebrities. You know what I mean? Like people that were... So I was going through, and some of these I totally forgot about already. Like the guy that founded World Star Hip Hop, Q. Joni from Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah. Or Erin Moran.
Yeah. She died. Judge Wapner died. I don't even remember that. Do you remember him dying?
I do remember that, yeah. Because a lot of people came out of the closet to admit how big of fans they were of the People's Court.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I remember Charlie Murphy passing. Cuba Gooding Sr. Huh?
Was he somebody? Other than Cuba Gooding Jr.'s dad?
Wow, be nice.
You're saying all these famous people. Was he famous?
I mean, I didn't know.
I don't know.
I didn't know that Cuba Gooding Sr. was a thing. I knew Cuba Gooding Jr. was. Greg Allman, yeah, I remember that.
David Bowie.
Was that this
Prince.
Year? No, that was last year.
That's what I'm saying. You're talking about last year.
No, I'm talking about this year. These are all this year. Prodigy, Big Black died this year. I'm still going through Chris
Lil
Cornell. Peep. Yeah, Lil Peep.
Lil Peep. R.I.P. Lil Peep.
You had no idea who Lil Peep was.
Nope,
nobody did.
Still don't.
Adam West.
Batman.
Man, I totally forgot about these. Martin Landau. I remember Chester Bennington dying.
Martin Landau died?
Yeah. See?
I didn't know that one.
Sam Shepard.
By the way,
uh-huh.
The bus pulling in front, it wasn't just anybody's video, the Georgia Dome imploding. It was the Weather Channel, and they were waiting all night. That's a good look. Yeah, I retweeted it if you want to see it at Pac-Man Joel.
That's awesome.
All right, we got two in the books, one to go. One more hour of the big show. So if you want to join us, please step up and do so. The caller says, OU Mike. Whether it is or not, we'll be finding out, I believe, Nick. But if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. Back with the final hour right here on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.